Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
722, I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. I see that the U.S. State Department, the Department of Justice, has sued an Oakland, California business accused of denying services to Jewish and pro-Israeli customers, an alleged act of discrimination that would violate federal civil rights statutes. Justice Department officials on Monday of this week said that they pursued litigation under the Title II of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, a provision of the law which prescribes denying public accommodations based on race, color, religion, or of a national origin. It is illegal, intolerable, and reprehensible for any American business open to the public to refuse to serve Jewish customers. That's according to the Assistant Attorney General, who said in a statement announcing the action. Through our vigorous enforcement of the title of the Civil Rights Act and other laws prohibiting race, religious discrimination, the Justice Department is committed to combating anti-Semitism and discrimination and protecting the civil rights of all Americans. So apparently a Jerusalem Coffee House owned by Abdul Rahim Harara in October confronted Jonathan Hirsch, a Jewish man who was wearing a hat emblazoned with the Star of David patch, charged that the apparel carried violent connotations and labeled him a Zionist, a perceived offense for which he demanded that Hirsch leave the premises without completing his order. You're being asked to leave. You are causing a disruption. This is a private business. You're being asked to leave, Harara was overheard saying in footage of the incident. This is a violent hat and you need to leave. I love that. It was the hat that was a violent, not the man shoving him out the door. Either way, I wanted to tell you about that story. Important that the U.S. State Department, the Justice Department rather, is suing California's coffee house for alleged discrimination. That is important. 724, I'm Howard Feldman. Louis Karpus, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Morning, all well, thank you. Just rather cold here in the Cape. I'm sending it up to Johannesburg if you haven't got it already.
We have.
Yeah, I love the name of the coffee house. But anyway, yeah, right, exactly. Let's talk football. And Bafana beat Mozambique last night in their international friendly at the Peter Makabe Stadium. It was South Africa running out easy victors by 2-0 in a night in which the match they could easily have scored more. Bafana dominated the first half but just couldn't find a goal despite 13 shots on target, 7 of which were pretty well saved. 63% possession, however, their goalkeeper, Irvani Urubal, was magnificent in goal, making several excellent saves as his team went to halftime locked 0-0. Didn't last very long. South Africa eventually coming out victorious by 2-0. Here's a shock result. England slumped to a 3-1 home-friendly defeat against Senegal to ramp up the scrutiny on their boss, Thomas Tuchel, 1 year away from the World Cup. Goals from Ismaili Sarr, Habib Diarra and Cheikh Sebaly inflicted England's first ever defeat against African opposition. The game was played at Nottingham Forest's City Ground. Harry Kane had given the hosts an early lead in that match. World Cup qualifiers thick and fast at the moment. This morning, Australia qualified for the next World Cup in North America, but Oman denied Palestine from keeping alive their hopes of a first appearance at a global finals with a last gasp draw in Jordan. Tony Popovich's Socceroos went into the third round's final match day heavy favourites to progress, defeated direct rival Saudi Arabia 2-1 in Jeddah to seal the second automatic qualifying spot in Group C. Saudi Arabia must instead make do with a place in the fourth round alongside Indonesia and Japan, who have already secured top place in the group. And a goalkeeping save of a penalty is what gave Australia the victory in the dying moments. And it was a penalty in the dying moments of the match between Palestine and Oman when deep into injury time, Oman scored to level matters at 1. All Palestine who play their home fixtures at a neutral venue were leading after 49 minutes at the King Abdullah II Stadium. And they were Oman reduced to 10 men in the 73rd minute. Yet the visitors rallied to snatch a precious point in the 97th minute. Issam Al-Sabi converted a spot kick following Ahmad Taha's foul. And that means that Oman finished fourth in the group at Palestine's expense and therefore advanced to the next phase of competition. The top two teams in each of the three groups go straight to the World Cup in the United States, Mexico, and Canada, while those in third and fourth move on to the fourth round. Fifth place, get nothing. Right, it's the big one today, starting in a couple of hours' time, and South African captain Themba Bavuma believes his team can put their shocking record in knockout games behind them when they face defending champions Australia in today's World Test Championship final. The Proteas have won just one International Cricket Council trophy, the ICC knockout, a forerunner to the Champions Trophy back in 1998. Alongside a list of agonizing near misses, by contrast to the top-ranked Australians who beat India in the 2023 World Test Championship final, have an enviable record at the sharp end of tournaments. They've won one-day international World Cups a record six times, lifted the Champions Trophy twice, and have also triumphed at the T20 World Cup. But it is, of course, an opportunity for South Africa, who have a very, very good record at Lord's Cricket Ground. A couple of players have scored some big, big runs to take an opportunity of. I don't think it's going to ever go away, that tag of choker, the one that I totally hate ever being used. This, of course, is a five-day game. It's not a one-day international. But it is an opportunity for the South Africans to get out there and win the World Test Championship and say that they have won a major, major ICC trophy, which, of course, this one is. And then not only is that the action coming up on the weekend tomorrow morning, it is the top-ranked Scottie Scheffler making an afternoon start with Victor Hovland and Colin Morikawa, while second-ranked Rory McIlroy will join Justin Rose and Shane Lowry as early starters at the 125th U.S. Open. That's, of course, golf. The U.S. Golf Association announced the tee times and groups for tomorrow's first round of the Open at Oakmont. Defending champion Bryson DeChambeau in the traditional pairing. He will go off with the American Xander Schauffele, the reigning Open champion, and Spain's Jose Luis Ballester, the 2024 U.S. amateur champion. One group behind them at 20-8 off the first tee will be three U.S. Open winners, Americans Wyndham Clark and Gary Woodland, and England's Matt Fitzpatrick. Right, your sporting question this morning. When was the first test match played at Lord's Cricket Ground? When was the first test match played at Lord's Cricket Ground? That's your sporting question this morning. Hopefully I'll have good news at 5:30 that the Proteas have bowled Australia out for a paltry 85. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
We'll certainly be listening out. When was the first test match played at Lord's? If you know the answer to that, 061-895-1019.
In the headlines, archive of stolen Jewish property to be reopened.